beaming into your mind like a ray of cosmic revelation, smashing through the mainstream like a comet of prophecy. You're listening to Planet Vrlok, your podcast for everything super psionics and magic tech. Yes, welcome to my show. Tonight's podcast is called Frustrated with the Corona, Blast with the Psionics. So without further ado, let us begin. Bored sitting at home? What do you mean, bored? We have all manner of psionics fun stuff we can be doing. So get off the news and start working some psionics magic. Spam. Spam burger. Spam lock. Yes, good old delicious spam in a can. Let our facilitators manifest the items we need. And may we put an end to this toilet paper hoarding. Locate every local eBay account selling huge bundles of toilet paper and then blast them with your wishing machines something unwholesome. What else is new? Wondrous Wheel, VPG3, yes. Those who have read my third Vrlok Practical Guide, The Wondrous Wheel. Wondrous Wheel downs another 5G tower. 5G mast burned to the ground in the UK, yes. A Birmingham 5G mast goes down in flames in a likely arson attack. Don't tell me about infrastructure. The state does not dictate to us. Wait. Now try this on the tip of your tongue. British 5G towers are being set on fire from TheVerge.com. And now, I don't know about you, but that just felt so damn good, spatting that out right there. It rather whetted my taste buds and undoubtedly whetted your appetite to hear more. But wait. Let me see. Yes, well, this next one will cause you to suddenly lose your appetite. Tech giants urged to halt 5G conspiracy theories from the Telegraph. Oh, boo-hoo-hoo. Oh, please, the tech giants, please save our investments of tyranny and global domination. Well, that's already been resolved. The future has a few twists and turns in order for them as well. Yes, well, don your psionic amplifying helmets, lock on to the world circuit and the body social, and play some Judas Priest tracks, and we'll see how well the giants can contain the unruly masses. Yes, you see, the globals wanted to turn the ordinary moron against us fine and civilized individuals, the Brotherhood of Magic, the Psionic Brotherhood. Oh yes, did they not? Of course they did. But we didn't allow them to have what they wanted. It's about what Mr. Vrlok wants. It's about what you want. Welcome to the psionic front. Yes, those Georgia Guidestones are coming down. Atlas, incoming. It's going to be a day like Prometheus goes to the bowling alley. Splinter those pins like Xander Van Mazik. That's a bowling champion from the Netherlands in 2017, if you were wondering what the hell I am talking about. And well, it wouldn't be the first time Vrlok has done this magic stuff. Oh, yes. Lightning bolts on the heels of political rallies. Well, yes. Scurrying back into their tents. Remember? Well, maybe you don't. Maybe you don't. That's one reason I can't log back into my old Facebook account. Yeah. Oh, well, they don't know what they've lost. All things are hereby proclaimed expedient. Oh, but there are good things on fairy wings and butterfly miracles underway here as well. Thought I'd disappoint my lovely lady followers. No. Vrlok's got a spot in his heart just for all of you wonderful ladies as well. We've been working on some projects, however, that are strictly off the record. And you're more than welcome to take on some of your own endeavors, provided you have the tools, training, and know-how, which is easy to get at verloc.com/shop. So let's get started on some of the goodies you all should have right now. I mean, we've been talking kinetics since 2009, and we've been talking prayer boards since as far back as 2012, but don't sweat it if you've arrived late to the party, kiddies. We've still got some easy-to-read ebooks and easy-listening audiobooks as well. People all around the globe should build their very own prayer boards and magic rods and wondrous wheels. There's so much you can do with this wonderful psionic stuff. How about how Joshua Warren and Tom Verloc are tackling coronavirus madness? Hell yeah, join us. Buy one of Joshua Warren's miraculous prayer boards. Go to freecharm.com and get a spiritual can of whoop-ass. Yes, what I mean is this prayer board instrument is slick, portable. Hell, it's even got gold in it. Booyah! But now back to Mr. Verloc. Yes, yes, yes. Me. Me too. Yes, well, I hate being trapped in a can or box as much as the next nut. But before we all go completely mad, barking mad, I suggest sending a message of clear and present danger to our captors. Just point your flashlights at Mr. or Ms. Payoffs and imagine them turning into something unnatural. Oh, this is going to be wickedly fun, boys and girls. Onward! Well, so if you've had the marvelous good fortune of listening to my audiobooks about fantastic facilitators or dynamic defenders, then you already know much of what needs to be done. And if you haven't, then you really should download one of my psionics audibles. Did I say that right? I think I meant audibles. Oh, whatever. Sometimes I think English is my second language. I speak something entirely different in my head, don't we all? If, in fact, the sooner the better that you download one of my psionics audible books or wickedly cool ebooks, because right now I have a weekend special, and the clock is ticking, $5 off on any product that's downloadable from verloc.com/shop. This ends late Sunday night, or, well, we might extend it till, you know, Monday morning or something. So hurry, download something new today. Thing of the matter is, and now I'm getting serious for a moment here, we are altogether very uncertain of what motives are behind the mischief of government and lobbyist. Though I can assure you that whatever it is will be a sweet and sour deal every time. You know, politicians love to do that sort of thing. And I think the whole lot of them rather enjoy the general public eating their second-rate spam. Which, by the way, I don't mind the spam so long as it's out of a can and not the vocal cords of rubber chicken-consuming morons. They really do eat rubber chicken, you know. Politicians eat that stuff by the bucket. As my old mentor used to say, oh, praise be the godfather of psionics, Mr. Charles Kazemaru, one of the requirements of becoming a politician is having an iron stomach. But I digress, yes. Seriously, we are faced with information, misinformation, and, very unfortunately, our fair share of disinformation on a regular daily basis. We don't know if it is one virus, a couple of viruses, or a fallout influenza armada of germs from Dr. Gerbil's and Dexter's laboratory. What I do know, however, is that if we can, for just a moment, forget the details, and instead embrace the all power of magic and the cosmic all, then we can manifest all manner of good things in our lives. And you deserve it. You do. Your whole life you've grown up with this idea in your subconscious mind that you don't deserve good things, but you do. You know, better yet, my work in Fantastic Facilitators, an excellent audiobook for crafting spirit creatures, will help people bind spirits as servants in a good way, in a positive way, and in a very short while, you could have your very own servant paving the path to success and smoothing the road of your life. It works because facilitators are not bound by space-time as we know it, and when using my sonics methods, one can send a spirit servant into the future to make sure that the right people appear in your life if and when you need them, and your goals are achieved well beyond your wildest desires. It all starts with a little fun, some practice, and of course, execution of a masterful spirit servant plan. And I have a plan. My plan is now yours. Download the audiobook, get an iPad or a smartphone, and plug in some earphones. Get yourself a nice chair, or comfy chair, relax, grab a flashlight, and start making your spirits come to life. This is different than other systems of magic, particularly the traditional. We are working with the power of kinetics and psionics, which means our results are going to be much closer to real time than the traditional methods of operation and results. So that about wraps it up for tonight, my loyal psionic knights. And if you've enjoyed these podcasts, please, by all means, patronize my psionic shop at Verloc.com/shop. Thank you for joining me on Planet Verloc, and until next time, keep the magic high. This is Tom Verloc, signing out.